Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it is Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Thursday, January 14th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is investigating a homicide that took place on Monday the 11th at approximately 4:40 p.m. in the area of Steve Roberts Special and Kelly Roberts Road in Zolfo Springs. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office received numerous calls for service in the area relating to a medical complaint. Officers arrived and located one victim lying on the ground with three gunshot wounds. During the investigation, detectives discovered the victim was summoned to the event location to assist with a disabled vehicle. After arriving on the scene, the victim was shot and personal items were stolen. Detectives continued with their investigation throughout the night, were able to identify two suspects in connection to the shooting. The individuals arrested following the investigation were Gabriela Graciela Garcia, 17 years of age, and Ernesto Angel Campos Ramirez, 18 years of age. Both individuals are charged with first-degree murder with a firearm, two counts of tampering with or fabricating physical evidence, burglary of a conveyance, and petty theft. Your local events, it was postponed due to the hurricane season and now it's returned. This Saturday, the Wauchula Lions Club will host the Peace River Balloon Festival. Gates will open at 6:30 a.m. with the event at 2 p.m. They'll offer tethered balloon rides, an exhibition with the canines of the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, a fire rescue engine, and various food vendors throughout the area. Balloon launch will be at 7:30 a.m. with a glow at 6 p.m. It's at the Hardy Lakes County Park, 5502 Ollie Roberts Road in Bowling Green. And starting today through Saturday, the SFSC Foundation will host their $1 million hole-in-one golf shootout at the Sun and Lake Golf Club in Sebring. All golfers are welcome. The cost is $10 for a bag of 10 balls, and you can purchase an unlimited number of bags until the 16th at 5:30 p.m. The top 12 closest to the pin will be asked to come back and try their best to swing for a hole-in-one on Sunday on the 18th hole of Deer Run at Sun and Lake Golf Club. Hit the hole-in-one and you're a millionaire. For more information, call 863-453-3133. Your job's in Hardy County. HMC Enterprises 2 LLC is looking for a delivery driver. You must have a high school diploma or equivalent, a valid driver's license, and at least 1 year of experience with delivery and warehouse environments. Westgate Resorts is looking for an airboat captain. You must have a master captain's license and at least 2 years of experience operating airboats. And Heartland for Children is looking for a resiliency coordinator, a bachelor's degree in social work, nursing, or a related field, and a minimum of 2 years of professional experience is required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 64 degrees out, feels like 72, mostly sunny, no predicted chance of rain so far. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds west-northwest at 5 miles an hour with gusts up to 6 miles an hour. Humidity 60%, indoor humidity is ideal 53%. Dew points 50 degrees, cloud cover 26%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling is 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 60s with northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s, light and variable winds. Friday, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 70s with south winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers in the evening to mostly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming west after midnight with a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Retail fresh potato sales saw a record growth of 12% in dollar sales and 8.2% in volume during the October-December quarter. According to thepacker.com, Potatoes USA's three-month review charts the rise of multiple potato categories, with total store potato sales growing 12.3% in value and 9.3% in volume. Processed potato categories, which include frozen, dehies, refrigerated, and canned potatoes, all saw double-digit growth in sales and volume when compared to the same period in 2019. The Agricultural Retailers Association signed a letter sent to President-elect Joe Biden with recommendations to enhance the country's transportation infrastructure as it relates to the agricultural community. AgriMarketing.com reports the undersigned ag producer, commodity, agribusiness, and food-related national organizations included detailed recommendations to improve truck, rail, and waterway transportation without sacrificing safety. A group of 70-plus U.S. House members sent a bipartisan letter to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, urging him to allocate specific funding to protect our nation's essential ag workers as part of the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021. One of those leaders, Washington Republican Dan Newhouse, says our farmers and ranchers have been working around the clock to protect their employees from this virus, but they need help. He adds ag workers are essential to our communities, to keeping food on our tables, and to ensuring a strong food supply chain throughout our country.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, Give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Late last month, the USDA released the export-import numbers for the agriculture industry for November 2020. The last month, there are official totals. Here is Bart Kenner, a USDA economist, giving the U.S. agriculture export and import numbers for November.
Agricultural exports for the month of November 2020 were $15.5 billion compared to $12.7 billion for November 2019 for an increase of 23%. Agricultural imports were $11.4 billion compared to $10.3 billion from November the year before for an increase of 10.3%.
The total agriculture exports for 2020 end up around $138 billion, while imports add up to $133 billion. As the USDA November outlook for the U.S. agriculture trades reports, overall global real GDP growth is expected to fall by 4.4% in 2020. Global trade volume, which declined 9.2% in fiscal year 2020, is expected to increase 7.2% in fiscal year 2021. As for the 2021 fiscal year forecast, exports and imports will raise slightly, while China is expected to be the largest U.S. market. This will be the first time China will be the largest market since 2017.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street after major indexes spent the day drifting up and down. Not far off the record highs they reached last week. The S&P 500 edged 0.2% higher, thanks in large part to gains from several big tech companies, including Apple and Amazon, even though most stocks in the index fell. Small company stocks edged lower after posting big gains in the first week of the year. Treasury yields stalled following a rapid rise over the past few weeks. The Dow fell 8 points today to close at 31,060. The NASDAQ gained 56 points to finish at 13,128. The S&P 500 was up 8 to 3,809. New York oil down 32 cents to $52.88 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Thousands of excited football fans ignored pandemic precautions and partied in streets around the University of Alabama after the Crimson Tide defeated Ohio State for the national championship. City officials had urged people to watch the game at home and celebrate privately to prevent the spread of the virus, but many of the fans, screaming and cheering in the middle of the street, didn't take basic precautions like wearing face masks. Tide coach Nick Saban, meanwhile, who won his record 7th national title, was asked Tuesday if he's for an expansion of the 4-team playoffs.
If we expand, that's going to further diminish the importance of bowl games, and maybe those two things can't coexist, and if they can't coexist, then having a bigger playoff would probably be a good thing.
The 69-year-old head coach is already thinking ahead.
We'll go through spring practice if we have spring practice, and we'll continue to try to recruit the best we can.
This is Esser in Sports. In the NBA, it was Brooklyn 122, Denver 116. Nets forward Kevin Durant, who had 34 points, says there were several reasons for their second-half comeback after trailing by 18.
We definitely played harder to start the quarter. You could tell they relaxed a bit, and we was able to capitalize on that and take the momentum back.
Joel Embiid had 45 points and leading Philadelphia to an overtime win over Miami, 137-134. It was the L.A. Lakers 117, Houston 100. L.A. clobbered Houston for the second time in 3 days. Utah beat Cleveland 117-87. That's the Jazz completed a 4-2 road trip. It was San Antonio 112, Oklahoma City 102, Indiana 104, Golden State 95. Top 25 action, Oklahoma State surprised number 6 Kansas 75-70. It was 7th-ranked Michigan 77, number 9 Wisconsin 54. 20th-ranked Virginia Tech 74, number 19 Duke 67. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says that he will be a guest host on Jeopardy during the offseason. With Ezra in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, people used to laugh at me when I would say, I want to be a comedian when I grow up. Well, nobody's laughing now. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.